Yakety Yak. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Psalm chapter 104, verse 24. Imagine swimming in an ice-cold, freezing pond during the dead of winter, high up in the Himalayan mountains, where even the trees don't grow. Impossible, you say? Not if you're a yak. Or how would you feel about going for a stroll outside in temperatures as low as 40 degrees below zero? That's way colder than it takes for snow to fall. Crazy, right? Not if you're a yak. Would you like to dig through layers of thick ice with your 3-foot-long horns just to get something to eat? Ridiculous, you say? Not if you are, you guessed it, a yak. So why am I yakking on and on about yaks? Well, simply this. God gives all of his creatures everything they need to live. Why does that matter? Well, because as God's most treasured creation, you can know God will give you everything you need to live the life he created for you. So if you find yourself needing to do something hard, you can trust God to give you everything you need to do it. Need to apologize to a friend? God can help you be humble. Need to forgive someone? God can help with that too. After all, he's pretty great at forgiving you. Need to change your attitude? God can, you guessed it, show you just what you need to do. Sure, God asks you to do some tough things sometimes, but he never asks you to do them alone. So instead of yakking about whatever is troubling you, turn to God. He's ready to help you. God, thank you for giving me all I need to live the life you want me to live. Help me always to turn to you, when I need help and when I think I don't. Did you know yaks live in the Himalayas, a mountain range in Tibet that has the world's highest mountain? Himalayas means abode of snow or house of snow. At the tops of the mountain range, which reach as high as 29,029 feet at Mount Everest, the ice and snow never melt. But at the bottom of the mountains are tropical forests where elephants and tigers live.